During this month of January, we shine a light on the marches for life that are happening, not just across the country, but the big ones in Washington, D.C., and of course, the Walk for Life West Coast. That is surrounding the National Day of Prayer for the Unborn. That's happening on January 22nd. And here in the Archdiocese of Portland, work continues in the pro-life arena. Our Archbishop Alexander Sample has said, our goal has never been simply to make abortion illegal. Our goal is to make it unthinkable. Sarah Livingstone is the director of the Pro-Life Office for the Archdiocese of Portland, and she is joining us today to talk about the ways that we here in the Archdiocese are working to make abortion unthinkable. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to be able to talk with you, to know that work continues here in the state of Oregon and in our own Archdiocese here in Portland towards making sure that, again, that goal is unthinkable, that abortion happens in our Archdiocese. Just for our listeners, yeah, remind them a little bit about some of the work that you're doing, and then we'll have a nice discussion about what we've done and what's coming up.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had a very fruitful and productive 2025, and we're excited about 2026 here. A few highlights last year in our Archdiocese, in the Ministry of Pro-Life, were the Sisters of Life 2025 Oregon mission trip. So that was last February, and that was amazing. And then we made an impactful video highlighting Oregon's current abortion landscape with Archbishop and with the sisters. And that is on our Archdiocese website on our pro-life page. And I do really recommend everyone watches that. It really gives the stats and what we can do in regards to kind of what we're dealing with currently in Oregon with the abortion increase. And then, you know, Archbishop Sample, we have such an incredible Archbishop. He made a powerful public statement. It was called the Pastoral Teaching on the Sanctity of Life in response to Oregon Governor's Kotex Proclamation of Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. And again, that's also on our Archdiocese website. And that is just an incredible statement he made. Highly recommend reading that. And then we had three 40 Days for Life campaigns in Portland, Salem, and Eugene, both spring and fall, very successful. Successful Respect Month Life, and the Oregon March for Life, an incredible turnout. And the Together We Advocate conference, which is also coming up. So that was just last year. And, you know, we do have kind of a cyclical year of events, and January is a very busy month for pro-life, like you mentioned. And it's the, and it all surrounds the Roe v. Wade anniversary, which is January 22nd.
In fact, on that coming up January 22nd, that is the Day of Prayer for the Unborn. On Friday, the 23rd, is the Washington, D.C. March. And then the next day, the 24th, is the West Coast March for Life. Sarah, I want to talk to you just a moment and go back to talking about that statement from our Archbishop Alexander Sample. And that was in direct pushback for what our governor had done. And that was, she created an Abortion Provider Appreciation Day. And you reminded me, that's just not one thing that happened last year. She codified that and put it into state law that's happening every single year from now on. Is that correct?
Exactly. It was just incredible and not a good way. And I'm so glad Archbishop took a stand, and he, you know, that received national, you know, coverage, his statement. It was so good. But yeah, I mean, it was just celebrating death and celebrating the abortion providers who kill children in our state. And Oregon right now, you know, is seeing the 2023 Oregon Health Authority records on their you know, what they put out, which the numbers are probably higher, that it was the highest number of abortions in Oregon since 2019, and 165% increase in late term abortions. And then also 60% increase in out of state women seeking abortions coming here. So turning Oregon into a late term abortion tourism destination, which we always worried that was going to happen. It seems like it has happened. So we really do have our work cut out here. And as a Sisters of Life in the video that we made with them, they also talk about how it's also really a spiritual battle here. Besides our advocacy, it's just there's so many things we could be doing. And but again, the foundation really praying and knowing that God has us.
Oh, absolutely. If you are just tuning in, Sarah Livingstone is joining us today. She is the pro-life coordinator for the Archdiocese of Portland. She's joining us today as we look back and, more importantly, look forward to the work that continues in this arena. Well, Sarah, let's kind of talk about this a little bit, because people would presume that since the Roe v. Wade ruling was overturned, that somehow, well, everything is all fine. But what it really did was send the decisions back to the state. And here on the really the West Coast, Washington, Oregon, California, the laws haven't changed. And as you said, it is even an increase because of what I hate to call it abortion tourism, but women are coming from other states in order to obtain their abortions in Oregon. So the work continues. You are there making sure that the message is still out there. So as we look into this month where we pray for those who are choosing abortion, that we pray that their hearts be touched, that their minds be changed. What resources and events that are coming up that people need to know about through your office?
Yes, like I said, January is a very, very busy month. So starting this Friday, we have the annual novena, 9 days for Life, and you can sign up via email or text at the USCCB's Respect Life website. So that'll be January 16th to the 24th. Then on January 22nd, we have the Day of Prayer for Legal Protection of Unborn Children. And again, a lot of these January events are national events. And it is, January 22nd, the reason they made this day of prayer for legal protection of unborn children is because of the Roe v. Wade anniversary. But even though the Dobbs decision overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24th, 2022, like we were just discussing, it went down to the states. And in Oregon, where abortion is legal up until the moment of birth, we have unfortunately become a late-term abortion destination state. So prayer and advocacy is very needed. Some ideas on how to participate in that day, go to mass, fast, pray the rosary, pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, offer a prayer for life to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, sacrifice some of your free time to do a small act of service for someone else, and also go pray in front of an abortion facility. We have the late term abortion facility downtown Portland called Lilith Clinic, which all they do are abortions, and they specialize in late-term abortions. We have a year-round vigils for that. We have this spring 40 Days for Life coming up, which I'll talk about here in a minute. And then we also have January 22nd to the 23rd, the National Prayer Vigil for Life and Holy Hour, and that's at the Basilica of the National Shrine of Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. And you can stream all that live. Obviously, we're in Oregon, but if you do happen to be in D.C. for the National March for Life, they have the prayer vigil before, and EWTN will be live streaming that. And then the Sisters of Life, they started having their own fest as well, event, and that's called Life Fest 2026. So that's also the morning before the National March for Life. It starts at 6:30 a.m. Lila Rose will be one of the guest speakers there. And so it's the Sisters of Life and Knights of Columbus, and it's a morning rally and mass featuring guest speakers and music. And then they all go to the National March for Life on January 23rd. And then for those of us on the West Coast, January 24th is the Walk for Life on the West Coast in San Francisco. And a lot of our, Catholic Newman Center college students, especially OSU, Oregon State University, we have a lot of our college students that go down there. They do a great turnout to go down to San Francisco for that. And then besides the January events coming up, like I said, we have our Lent 40 Days for Life coming up, and that starts February 18th and goes through March 29th.
Sarah, that 40 Days for Life, those campaigns are so important and they are impactful. And we hear stories of mothers who do change their mind from those vigils. And I want to talk more about that. I'm already up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
I would love to. Thanks.
Sarah Livingstone is the director of the Pro-Life Office for the Archdiocese of Portland. She's joining me today as we look forward to a year of working once again to save the lives of the most innocent. And Sarah, I do say we look forward to it because every life is a precious gift and we will try to save and help everyone that we can. Thank you so much for staying with me today.
No, thank you, Brenda.
Well, as we ended in our last half hour, we're beginning to look forward to this year of all of the many ways that people can participate. Yes, pray. Pray every single day this year for the lives of the unborn, for their mothers, and for those who make the laws that we may be able to make progress here in the state of Oregon. Step by step, we will be successful here in Oregon. So we were talking about the 40 Days for Life spring campaign. Of course, that coincides with Lent this year. Just kind of remind our listeners about how people can participate in that.
Absolutely. We have three locations for 40 Days for Life in our Archdiocese. And again, it's February 18th to March 29th is the Lent 40 Days for Life. And they, you know, they do a spring and a fall campaigns and they're very successful. We have great directors. So here in Portland, it will be held at the Beaverton Planned Parenthood. And there is actually an incredible opening event happening February 16th at 6 p.m. Ramona Trevino is flying in to be a guest speaker. And she is a former Planned Parenthood worker out of Sherman, Texas, who left the abortion industry. So she's going to be giving a talk. So that's at 6 p.m. on February 16th. And that'll be at the Beaverton Planned Parenthood, followed by a social and longer talk by her at St. Cecilia's. And we'll be putting out more information on that as it gets closer. And then we have on Saturday, March 7th, the Together We Advocate conference put on by the incredible Oregon Right to Life. And that's the largest pro-life conference in the Pacific Northwest. And this year, one of the keynote speakers is incredible, especially for our Catholic community. It's Father Tad, I'm not going to probably say pronounce his name correctly, Paklovitz, and he's known as Father Tad, and he currently serves as a senior ethicist at the National Catholic Bioethics Center. Father Tad is the priest of the Diocese of Fall River in Massachusetts, and he writes and speaks widely on bioethics and medical ethics. So that is one not to miss. He's one of the keynote speakers, and also that those Together We Advocate conferences, if you haven't been to one, they just do a fantastic job. From having tables of resources of all the local pro-life organizations to the guest speakers. And then lastly, Saturday, May 30th, we have the Oregon March for Life at the Capitol in Salem. And the reason they moved it from, it used to be in January and moved it to May, is because on May 22nd, 1969, Oregon became one of the first states in the nation to legalize abortion. So that was before Roe v. Wade in 1973. So for over 50 years, Oregon Right to Life has gathered pro-life advocates of all ages. It's family friendly to remember the lives lost to abortion in Oregon and encourage hope and action to support mothers to choose life for their children. And again, switching it from January to May signals a renewed focus on our responsibility to utilize our resources within our state, including within our state legislature, to restore a right to life for the unborn here in Oregon. So we're really hoping for a good turnout for that. We're going to be engaging our Catholic schools, actually, and trying to have a contest to see how many can get there. I was just talking with Elias Moe. He's the director of Catholic education at the Archdiocese, and we're going to be working together to try to get a lot of students from our local Catholic schools to be there. So that's actually just hot off the press. We just discussed that last week.
Oh, that is.
Schools don't know about it yet, but we're working on it.
Okay, that's fantastic. And I want to talk to you about that. If you are just tuning in, Sarah Livingstone is joining us today as we talk about the pro-life events that are coming up this year. Sarah, I raised four children going to the marches up in Olympia for the Archdiocese of Seattle. You are raising the next generation of pro-life advocates. For parents who are listening today that think, you know, this is a big subject, pro-life and abortions, and they just don't really know how to wade into this pool with their children, what are some ways that maybe advice you can give parents, ways that you for yourself use that really helped you convey to your children that life is precious?
Yeah, Brenda, I think that's such a good thing to talk about, and really raising our next generation of pro-life advocates and leaders. And I mean, personally, that is exactly how it started for me. I came from a very Catholic pro-life family in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And one of my first memories was holding a sign at the Life Chain. You know, they used to do Life Chain. Some communities still do them. And you know, I think children just get it. They know that killing a child is not right. It doesn't really take a lot of convincing. I mean, it's a very natural, they know right and wrong. And I think, you know, just getting them engaged. I mean, even my children, they don't even understand why somebody would do that. And you know, having those conversations at the dinner table, that's my family. We did that a lot. And obviously we explain, well, a lot of times women are, you know, scared or confused, or they need some more support, but they get that it's never okay to kill another human being. Like they intrinsically get that, children mm-hmm. do. And I think really promoting them to be involved, especially younger, because I think, you know, as a society come middle school, high school, they get an infusion of different secular ideas. And I think really keeping those conversations going, especially at the dinner table, having them come to the Oregon March for Life, having them, I've had them, you know, on the sidewalk with me at the Beaverton Planned Parenthood. They get it. And even Oregon Right to Life right now has another great way of getting children involved. They have these contests, but on their website, for every grade, kindergarten through senior year of high school, you can draw a picture. And the theme this year is support her, love them both. It's support her, love them. And it's just another great way. Like my daughter, my oldest daughter is, you know, an art, loves art. And she's right now doing that. And, you know, just different ways like that. Like they get it. And I really do like the theme this year again of like support her, love them. It's like we're here also equally for the mothers. So.
And there are so many great programs that parishes involve themselves with that do support the mother, not just to birth, but in the years that follow, to really help them gain footing so that way not only her but her baby also thrive. Sarah Livingstone joining us today to talk about the pro-life activities here in the Archdiocese of Portland. Well, Sarah, it's been a great morning. Thank you so much for joining us again. Remind our listeners where they can find more information about your programs, what's happening in the Archdiocese, and also within the state of Oregon.
Yes, absolutely. So please go to our Archdiocese of Portland website. Under resources, it's pro-life. We have a whole pro-life page of all the resources, everything I've talked about. So it is archdpdx.org/pro-life. And we're also putting out in this next month a pro-life resource flyer, so a rack flyer that'll be going to all parishes, all sidewalk advocates, pro-life advocates, and it has the main categories of assistance and resources from healthcare, maternity homes, adoption, miscarriage, abortion pill reversal, and also post-abortion support. And we're going to have a QR code on this flyer that links to our Archdiocese, which has a lot more resources, our Archdiocese pro-life page. So that's also being distributed in the next month or two. It's going off to the printers this month. So we're excited about that, just a physical resource that can also be in parishes. And, you know, we just encourage everyone to get involved here, especially here in Oregon. We really need everyone. We need your prayers and your advocacy.
Oh, well, I encourage all of our listeners, when those do come to your parishes, those cards, please pick several of those up. Have those available, because we don't always know exactly where the resources are if somebody asks for assistance. But boy, being able to hand them that card that has all the information is going to be such a great tool. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for being with us today. God bless you and all the work that you do.
Thank you so much, Brenda. God bless.
God bless you. Again, that is Sarah Livingstone. Now, I will include today links that'll get you to the pro-life webpage for the Archdiocese of Portland. You'll be able to find all of the information that we talked about this morning, and you're going to find that link on the podcast of today's interview at materdeiradio.com and also on the Hail Mary Media app.